Andy NGO, Twitter punishes you for telling the truth. By Alim Bokhari on December 4, 2019. Journalist and Antifa target Andy NGO has returned to Twitter after his account was temporarily suspended for tweeting empirically verifiable facts about allegedly widespread violence against transgender people in the U.S. Twitter suspended NGO's account for hateful conduct after he responded to a tweet from Chelsea Clinton which alleged an epidemic of violence against transgender people in America. Clinton said that Americans must commit to doing all we can to end this epidemic of violence and hate. In response, NGO tweeted some facts, which are backed up by FBI statistics. The U.S. is one of the safest countries for trans people. The murder rate of trans victims is actually lower than that for cis population. Also, who is behind the murders? Mostly black men. In an op-ed for the Post-Millennial, NGO revealed that his appeal for Twitter to lift his suspension had been rejected, and that he had been forced to delete the tweet before his account could be restored. Via the Post-Millennial. Twitter's decision to force me to accept a false reality in order to use its platform is chilling to those who value truth above dogma, as uncomfortable as the truth may be. The dogma of our day is the trans ideology. An authoritarian worldview replete with science and evidence denial. Among many things, it claims that sex is a construct and that trans people are being hunted down across America. So far this year, there were 22 homicides in the U.S. where trans or gender non-conforming people were victims. That number has held relatively steady since the HRC, America's largest LGBT lobbying group, started releasing annual reports 4 years ago. According to the HRC, there were 26 homicides in 2018, 29 in 2017, 23 in 2016 and 21 in 2015. The HRC provides the most comprehensive dataset for trans homicides in the country. The FBI does not release numbers of trans people who are killed. Though every homicide is a tragedy and victims are due justice, lying about the scale is politically exploitative and reckless. It prevents the public from accessing real problems honestly in order to advocate for real solutions. Worst of all, it harms the very people who need protection. This is not the first time Twitter has banned someone for posting facts. Last year, Twitter banned anti-Sharia activist Tommy Robinson after he tweeted a statistical fact about Muslim grooming gangs. Are you an insider at Google, Reddit, Facebook, Twitter or any other tech company who wants to confidentially reveal wrongdoing or political bias at your company? Reach out to Alim Bokhari at his secure email address alimbokhari@protonmail.com.